With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Welcome to Speak Up and Stay Alive Radio with author, speaker, and your host, Pat Rulo.
Serving you a generous helping of everything you need to know to help you and your loved ones stay safe during any doctor or hospital visit.
The program is not intended to replace medical advice from a licensed professional, but rather to encourage you to become a well-informed participant in your health and well-being. And now, your host, Pat Rulo.
Hello and welcome. I'm Pat Rulo, the voice for patient safety, where each week we delve into little-known healthcare and hospital hazards, as well as other fringe topics that affect your health and well-being. I'm so happy you've taken the time to join me, and today I have lots to share with you. So let's dig right in, shall we? Well, today I'm going to turn the tables around and share with you an interview where I am the guest instead of the interviewer. You may remember hearing on this very show about the Doggy Diva Show. My friend Susan Marie, she lives in Florida, and she has an excellent podcast called the Doggy Diva Show. So recently, I helped her with one of her dogs who was having a medical issue, and I did some Reiki on her animal long distance. And she saw such positive results that she insisted that I be a guest on her program. So today I want to talk about animals, Reiki, and healing. So many of us have pets, and so many of our little pets need some help from time to time. Now, I'm not saying not to take them to a veterinarian, not saying that at all, but there are additional modalities and other non-traditional ways of treating our pets, just as there are for humans. So let's take a listen right now with Susan Marie as she interviews me for her Doggy Diva Show.
Hey, did you hear that? What is that?
It's the bark heard round the world. The Doggy Diva Show. Here's national award-winning author and animal advocate, Susan Marie.
Hi, welcome to the Doggy Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. I'm your host, Susan Marie, and as always, I'm joined by my canine co-hosts, the Doggy Divas themselves, Francesca, Coco, and our newest little diva, Miss Olive. Miss Olive is the cute little Italian Greyhound rescue in the picture with the microphone. Thank you for joining us today as we bring the experts in the pet and animal world right to you. Pat Rulo is an author, patient safety speaker, radio host, audiobook narrator, producer, and most important, the rescue mom of 13 beautiful kitties. And today we welcome Pat with us to tell us about something that's very personal to myself and to Olive. It's actually about the benefits of Reiki to our pet's health. Welcome, Pat. How are you?
Oh, Susan, it's such a pleasure to be with you. I love talking with you.
Oh, me too. You know, you have all your kitties. I have all my doggies. We have so many stories that we share with each other. It's just so nice. And how are the kitties doing?
Everybody's good. They're all gathered round.
That's like, I got mine all here. We're all ready to go. So, Pat, kind of gave everyone an outline, but could you please tell the listener about yourself and, of course, about your kitties?
Sure. Thank you very much for this opportunity. I'm a patient safety advocate, so I do a lot of work for folks the healthcare and hospital hazards and how to survive a healthcare encounter. But then I also decided after having all of these cats that I need to advocate for cats. So not only am I a patient advocate, I am an advocat.
Oh, I love that.
There you go. So, yeah. And so these little guys just found me one at a time. A feral mom deposited two little people on my back porch one day. And I was always, my entire life, extremely allergic to cats, to the point that if I went into somebody's home, I had to run out because my throat would close. I was getting welts and wheezing and sneezing. So when she left these little characters on my porch, one day I saw her swat one of the babies, and this little girl flew over the side of the deck and landed with a hole in her neck. And I thought, all right, allergies or not, I need to get out there and see what's going on. And the little boy ran away, never to return. But this little girl, I decided to put a finger out and pet it, and I didn't sneeze. And the next day I went back out and petted a little more and sat on the deck, and she got in my lap. So I took her into the garage, which ended up being to the basement, which ended up being into the house. And then the mother just kept having more and more, and I couldn't catch her to get her trapped and neutered, that TNR program. So 13 cats later, I finally caught her, got everybody else taken care of. So that's my story, and I'm no longer allergic. So I figure it was meant to be. And so when they show up here, I just take them in and take care of them.
I know, you're like the fairy kitty mother. I love that. Now, you and I have worked together for quite a few years. I have known you through, you know, your cats. You've known me through all my dogs, through many of my dogs. And just recently, I had an issue with Olive, a health issue with Olive that was very concerning. And I was obviously very concerned. And John and I were taking her back and forth to emergency. And I happened to reach out to you because of something that I heard that you were involved in. And you helped me. And you definitely helped Olive. I actually saw the results. So could you do the listeners a favor? In the intro, I talked about Reiki. Can you just explain to the listeners what Reiki is?
Sure, yes. And it was a pleasure to spend time with that little Olive. I love her.
She loves you.
Oh, I like it. So Reiki, the basis of Reiki is really all about energy. And energy is all around us. It's found in everything. But Reiki is a kind of a holistic practice that involves creating an energetic space. And it basically fosters the animal's or the person's self-healing. And it always works for the animal or the person's higher good. And what I like about Reiki is that you don't have to believe in it. You don't even have to know that it's happening for it to be effective. So the system of Reiki is Japanese in origin. So Reiki means spirit and Ki means energy. So the word Reiki literally translates to spiritual energy. And I've had a lot of people think, well, you know, as a religious person, we can't call on this type of thing. Well, there's no religious philosophy to it. It doesn't assume to be godlike or anything. It's simply accessing the energy that already exists around us. And it's not something that is from you, but it's channeled through you. And it's actually available to everyone to access. I just simply act as a conduit of the energy that already surrounds us. And the animal doesn't draw from my energy, so it's not like it's sucking anything out of me, but rather the energy is being received by your pet, basically due to my intention and attention as a caring practitioner. So it's really all about intent, and is something that can be accessed and practiced by anybody.
When you explained all of it to me, it made so much sense as I was watching things, you know, progress with Olive. But there's the human Reiki, which we talked about, but can you tell us about animal Reiki, like how, like I guess a person could verbally say something like, oh, I could feel a difference or not. I actually saw it. So how does it work with animals? How is it like a little different in animals?
Well, it's not something that they can say, hey, I'm feeling better.
Yeah.
But just as we see that it works on humans, it works on animals. And especially if you use it on a regular basis, it can help your pet stay emotionally, mentally, and physically strong and happy. And it really is a complementary treatment to anything else that one might do. But it can help calm behavioral problems and release anxiety and fear, relieves pain, boosts your pet's confidence. It can enhance the effectiveness of medication and healing. A lot of times we use it postoperatively. It speeds healing, boosts the immune system, and we use it to help ease life transitions. So if a pet is dying, it's especially useful at the time of closing or of passing. You know this, animals are very intuitive, and they can always sense when there's something going on, whether it's positive or negative. And so this is such a positive energy. They realize that it's not harmful to them. It doesn't involve any manipulation, no prodding or pushing. There's no needles. And so just maybe put it in perspective. Here's just a sample of what I do, and maybe your listeners could get a feeling then for what it really is. In a pet Reiki session, it doesn't necessarily have to include physical touch, but it could if with each other. But with what I did with Olive, obviously we're long distance. So I started off by asking you to send me a recent picture of Olive and just to tell me briefly what the issues were. I actually don't even need to know. So with that picture in mind, I just sat quietly and I imagined that I am sitting with Olive and offered Reiki from a distance, basically allowing her to take only what energy she wanted, kind of like asking for permission. And then I just, even though she wasn't here, just gently placed my hands in specific positions, assuming that she was with me above her body, and then moved positions when I felt the need. And sometimes my hands got really hot when I positioned over certain spots, and sometimes I just felt intuitively that I needed to move to another area. And like I said, I don't really need to know what the animal's problem is because I'm not really directly healing or manipulating the energy towards this or that problem, and I'm not focused on what is wrong. Basically, she led the session deciding if and when and how to connect with the healing space that I created. So basically, I'm just creating a safe space and creating an energetic space. So you can do a hands-off, long-distance session.
Well, and I thank you because I saw it, and it... It worked, and it's almost like she was letting me know that she was that it was working because, I mean, and I told you, Pat, at the time, she was like, I'd never heard this from her. It was like a screaming in pain, and, you know, we'd gone back and forth three times, and she was put on different medication, and nothing could seem to stop it, and I reached out to you, and within a few hours, she settled down. I mean, John and I didn't sleep for like three nights because we were up with the poor little thing because she was in so much pain. And she settled down and she settled into whatever it was that, you know, was going on. And she slept. And her medication started to take effect. Everything just started to fall into place because it's like a supplemental. It's not like I'm going to just rely totally on that because, but what it did is it opened, it almost like relaxed her to open her up of what was going on. And I actually started to see the progression. It was amazing for me to see and for us to see her become comfortable, relaxed, and more receptive to medication and whatever treatments she needed. So I thank you for that. I actually saw it, and that's why I'm having you on the show, because I think that other people should know about this. Now, one thing I wanted to ask you, some people may say, is this animal communication? Can you tell the difference between Reiki and animal communication? Because it really, you're not an animal communicator, but you do the Reiki. Can you just explain? Or maybe you are an animal communicator. I don't know. I'm just asking, is there a difference?
That's a great, great question. And no, I don't really feel that I am an animal communicator. And they're complementary, let's put it that way, in very many ways. But the two techniques are really not identical. They have different aims. So animal communication is rather telepathic. It's almost like the two-way conversation, if you will. Whereas Reiki is just, I don't know, I don't want to sound corny, but it's just pure love and energy and positive intent that's being put out there for an animal to take in. So with Reiki, the goal is to become as quiet and as open as possible so that I can and I said it before, kind of hold space, mm-hmm. a space of peace and compassion. And that's what has a very profound healing effect. So it's not a conversation. It's more of a passive, energetic modality. But as I say, the two complement each other. And often you will get a practitioner that does both. But it's almost like putting your foot on the gas and putting your foot on the brake at the same time, if you wanted to think they were the same thing, because they're not. You know, yeah. One's active and one's passive. But they can work together.
They could complement each other. And you know what I want to ask too, because, and we briefly talked about this, what was your inspiration for, you know, learning about Reiki and practicing it?
That was a beautiful unfolding. I had a little kitty, a Houdini, and she was born with nasopharyngeal polyps, and actually so was her sister, Tiny, and I came to realize that Tiny was deaf. I took them to 5 different vets, and nobody could figure out what was going on. These little people couldn't breathe. I spent 11 months sitting on the floor with a teaspoon, and I have to say maybe 30 times a day feeding them from the spoon, and meantime taking them to veterinarians to try to figure out what was wrong. And at this point in time is when I would just put my hands on them and just pray and think and believe. And I finally found a vet who figured out what was going on, and they removed these polyps. But it was through all of that time that I sat and imagined and did positive affirmations, and then finally discovered Reiki and decided to study that and put what I felt that I was doing into some kind of a context that had some structure to it. So they're both real solid and healthy and happy little kitties right now, and the one actually regained some hearing after all of that.
Wow.
So they were the impetus for me to discover that I had something that I felt that I could give, but I wanted to learn actually how to do that.
That's awesome. Now, is there any special training or techniques that go into learning Reiki, especially when you're working with the animals?
Yes, there is. Just like any other practice, there is a specific training. But I do want to say that Reiki energy is available for everyone to access. You don't have to have a sense that you're a special person or that you have a special gift or that you're clairvoyant or anything like that. You know, you're simply acting as a conduit of energy that already surrounds us. And so anyone can become a practitioner by undergoing, after some training, what is called a Reiki attunement. And to be attuned, you have to have that through a Reiki master who channels special energies into the student, opening the way for the student to channel Reiki energy for him or herself. There's self-study courses. You can go online, or I'm sure locally you could find many classes and persons to not only do the training, but to do the attunement.
Your kitties, obviously, they've benefited from this work that you do.
Yeah, as I mentioned, Tiny and Houdini with the polyps. And, you know, having 13 cats and having everybody get along is a real challenge. And that Houdini, because she was the runt and the weakest one, she now typically harasses any new member.
So, she's the alpha kitty.
Oh, my goodness. I love her the most. But let me tell you, this girl is a challenge. And so we do Reiki every day. And she actually really, I can tell when she wants to do it. She'll sit on my lap and be really calm and lay there, and I'll put my hands on her, and we have this little thing that we do. And so, yeah, for the most part, we have quite a harmonious environment around.
Well, speaking of that, it does help animals that are anxious, because I know that what Olive was going through, and it was totally related to her pain level. She was extremely anxious because she's like a pretty chill animal, but she was, we'd never seen her like this. And I believe from what I saw, it looks like it calms. So it would like probably help animals or pets that have anxiety issues. I'm thinking of like, you know, how shelters, the dogs in there are very anxious, or because they're in an unfamiliar setting. You know, I'm wondering if something like this would help dogs with anxiety, and what a great thing to bring into, you know, like shelters or different places where there are pets that are anxious.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, our local shelter, they just asked me to head up the Reiki.
Wonderful.
They just started to do this. Yeah. I'm not heading it up just because I have 5 million things to do, but I am working with them on the Reiki side and do a lot of long distance healing. And you're absolutely right. It promotes balance in the body and the mind and emotions and spirit, and it promotes the healing by activating that relaxation response. And therefore it helps the body to balance itself from a really deep level. So it can create relaxation and peace. We've seen it even in the most stressed out of cases. And, you know, animals are special. They live in the moment. They have no preconceived notions to overcome. It's not like they're thinking, oh, this lady doesn't know what's going on. This isn't going to work. They do understand energy healing. They understand that, and it benefits them immediately. And like I said with Houdini, some of them actually really come to look forward to it. So, yes, for shelters, for animals in stress, distress, the end of life, you know, and even, as you say, these alpha characters, they can really help with that stress level.
When can, like, pet parents, if they're working with someone who does Reiki or if they take the classes themselves or however, because, I mean, it's definitely a supplemental to whatever it is that you're doing to help your animal in all of the conditions we just spoke about. But when, how quick do results usually happen? Or is it something like they go, all right, well, I've been sitting there 5 minutes, I don't see anything. It doesn't happen like that. It's like when the animal's ready is when you're going to see it. But how, I can only go by what I saw with Olive, but how what is like a time span in that?
That, again, I'm going to say depends. And sometimes immediately, and it really depends upon the issue. It depends upon the pet. But let me just say, just because you don't notice a real obvious change in your pet after a Reiki session, that doesn't mean that Reiki isn't hard at work behind the scenes, because there's probably small changes or adjustments that you can't see or feel, but will eventually come to realize. So there's a lot of variables involved in that. Let's just say that it could never hurt. There's no side effect to it. There's no negative outcome. And it always works for the higher good and goes where it's needed. So, and a lot of people just use it kind of as a maintenance program where you just do the Reiki every single day. I do that every single day with every single one of my people, just to kind of give them that happy baseline.
You've told me that you've sent extra, you know, some extra stuff to Olive along the way because she's still recovering. But I mean, it's like a miracle, the response, the pain level she was in and her anxiety based on that, to see the change in it. I just felt it was really, really important to have you come on, explain it to people. I didn't fully understand it. I understand it a lot more since I've kind of lived it. And I just felt that the listeners, it might be something supplemental to what they're doing, working with their vet or however they want to do it. Or if, you know, shelters want to work with bringing someone in that knows it. Or like you said, it can even be done long distance. The person doesn't even have to be there. It's like a gift, you know, to everyone. And I just wanted to make sure everyone knew that gift was there. So, Pat, where can the listeners go to learn more about you? I mean, you do so much. You're such an awesome woman. You're a phenomenal businesswoman. And you do this too, and you have all those beautiful kitties that you rescued. Where can the listeners go to learn more about you?
Oh, thank you for that opportunity. Two of the websites that are very specific to cats. One is my radio show called 11catsradio.com, all spelled out, 11catsradio.com. For anyone who might be listening locally in northeast Ohio area, I have a cage-free boarding place here at my home.
Which is beautiful. I saw the pictures. Gorgeous.
Yeah. And that's called Cats Inn on the Chagrin. Cats Inn, I-N-N, like a hotel. Cats Inn on the Chagrin. And there's links on both of those websites about Reiki. And what I've done recently, Sue, an on-call Reiki for life. I don't want to be a person that doesn't offer this to people at a great rate, because a lot of practitioners, you know, they're trying to make a living at this and they charge $70, $80 per session. And I've decided for a while here, until it gets too much, that I'm going to charge $30, and it's lifetime Reiki on call, long distance. So your pet will receive a lifetime of Reiki, never pay anything again, because I want to offer this to as many animals as I can. So rather than charge by the individual session, people can just, if they have one animal, it's $30, two animals, it's $60, three animals, it's $90, and four is $110, and never pay anything again. Just call me, email me anytime your pet needs any kind of assistance, and I will do just what I did with Olive for anybody out there, because I want this to be accessible, and I want people to have happy, healthy pets.
I'm living proof. And I also want to let everyone know that our show is on Speak Up Talk Radio, which is another one of Pat's. That's another thing that Pat has, too. So she has so much going on. And yet you have this such a sweet, gentle, benevolent love for animals that you and I share. We clicked right from the beginning on that. Yeah. So it's such a pleasure to work with you all the time. And also, I wanted everyone to know about this because it was something that I was at my wit's end and you came in and helped me and helped Olive. And I just felt it was important for the listeners to know. And I thank you so very much. And again, if you want to know more about Pat, know more of what she does, go to 11catsradio.com and Cats In on the Chagrin, is it?
Yeah, Chagrin. It's a river.
Love it. And if you're in the Ohio area and you live near where Pat is, I saw the photos of where the kitties stay, and I'm going to come stay. It's very nice.
It's fun.
Looks it. So Pat, thank you so very much again. Thank you on behalf of Olive and I. It was a life changer. I thank you so much for the $30 investment for a lifetime. It's something that is absolutely amazing, and I thank you so much for helping us. And I'm sure that you help others in so many ways too. So thank you.
Thank you. What an opportunity to spend time with you. I love you guys. Thank you.
We love you too. Thank you so much.
So there you have it. A little bit of information about Reiki and how it works specifically for animals. And so if you have any loved ones, little fur animals, dogs, cats, horses, birds, chinchillas, whatever you might have, every living creature can benefit from Reiki. And so if you would like for me to help your little friends out, whether they have a specific illness or a medical problem, or just to maintain solid health, my special is extended to you as well. It's going to be for a limited time because I'm getting a lot of people take advantage of it, but it's just on-call Reiki for life, which means anytime you need my help and support, all you have to do is reach out to me via the phone or email. Let me know if your pet is having a situation or whenever you just feel that your pet needs that extra boost of energy. Let me know and I will do the best I can sending Reiki energy healing to your pet. It's $30 for a lifetime. So you pay once and never again and on-call for the rest of your pet's life, the rest of my life. Hopefully that ends out being the same thing. So anyway, you can find out more at 11catsradio.com, all spelled out, 11catsradio.com. Or if you are in the Northeast Ohio area, I did mention I have the cage-free boarding. Same information on that site as well, catsinonthechagrin.com. Cats, I-N-N. On the Chagrin, that's C-H-A-G-R-I-N. CatsInOnTheChagrin.com or 11 Cats Radio. Well, there you have it. Lots to think about and plenty to share with others. And to do so, simply head over to the website SpeakUpAndStayAlive.com where you can listen to today's show again and hear previous episodes all under the Radio Archives button. And while you're there, visit the shop page to get a copy of the life-saving book, Speak Up and Stay Alive, Your Hospital Survival Guide. And if you just need more of me, invite me to speak to your group, club, church, business, or hospital. My presentations are fun, fast-paced, informative, and life-saving. Visit SpeakUpAndStayAlive.com for more information. Email me at pat@SpeakUpAndStayAlive.com. Or call me and leave a message on the radio studio line, 440-725-5462. That is 440-725-5462. Well, that is it for today. Until next time, I hope you have a healthy and a happy week. I am Pat Rulo, and I am the voice for informed choice.